What do you want to become? Where do you want to go? What do you want to achieve? Because whatever you believe is what sets you up to achieve. Whatever you believe, you will become. But first, you must believe. See, when you start to get a good image, a good visual of not what do you want to do, but who do you want to become? The person that you want to become as you are doing those things. Like, let's say you want to make, you know, multi-millions, you know, you want to be a billionaire. You know, this is something that you need to do, right? But who do you need to become in order to make that happen? This is something I want you to think about. It's not just about making all the money. It's about who you're going to become as you are in the process, the journey of making it. Who do you want to become? When you are bettering your relationship, who do you need to become to better that relationship? When you want to become a better leader, a better parent, who do you need to become in order to do that? You see, because as we get better, everything else gets better. So investing time, you know, energy, money into ourselves is one of the best investments that we can do, because when we get better, everything gets better. So if you want your marriage, your relationship to get better, guess what? It's not about, you know, waiting and praying for them to get better, or like, you know, trying to get on them to change them so that things are better. No, it's about you becoming better. Or you want to, you know, be a better parent. You want your parent, your kids to be better people growing up. You want them to learn. It's not just about them changing. It's not just about them becoming better. It's about you becoming better as their parent. Or what if you have a team, some employees, some people who are following you, right? If you want your team, if you want your project, if you want your business to get better, it's not only about you focusing on them getting better. It's about you getting better first. But first, you need to believe this. First, you need to have a clear, you know, target of who do you need to become in order to achieve these things you want to do. Because again, it's when you believe, you will begin to become. This is the principle. Think about this. At first, you must believe in order to become. Because if you don't believe that you can be more patient, because you're like, well, I've always been like this. This is how I grew up. If you can't handle it, that's on you. That's not me. It's just, I'm just being me. I'm just being my authentic self. What do you want me to do? Be a hypocrite? This is how I am. See, if you don't believe, then you're not going to become. First, you need to believe, because as you believe, so shall it be. So if you believe that, hey, I'm just always like this and I'm always going to be like this, then guess what? It's going to be like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're believing it, so you're going to become it. You know, if you think that, well, I'm just an angry person. You know, I'm always shy. It's just always been like this. I'm defensive. You know, it's because of things in my past. You know, my parents are like this. Their parents, it's just how I am. This is who I am. Well, if that's how you believe, so shall it be. You're gonna stay that way. So you see, our beliefs need to change first, because our beliefs create emotions. And then with our beliefs and emotions, it creates our behaviors and habits. Those behaviors and habits become a part of who we are, a part of our personality, a part of our lifestyle. And those things are the things that produce the results in our life, whether it's good or bad, whether it's shallow or deep, or right here or wide, that goes far. It all depends on your level of belief. Whatever you believe, you'll become. So what do you want to become? When you look at those big goals that you want to achieve in your life and your future, you know, who do you need to become in order to not only create that, to make that happen, but also to maintain it, to be successful with it? Because a lot of times people don't have a level of belief and they get an opportunity and a blessing and they're not able to handle it. Like, for an example, look at the lottery. I'm sure you've heard about the percentage of the lottery, of what happens when people win. Most people, when they win the lottery, within a few years, they're back to where they started. They don't, all that money is gone. Why? Because they don't have the belief structure that it takes to make it. So all of a sudden, they just begin to spend it and they go right back to their level of belief. They default to their level of training because they didn't know how to build it and maintain it. They lose it. This is what happens with most people. When they, you know, somebody gives them a big opportunity and they're like, all right, come on, I believe in you, which is awesome. But if they don't become better, they're going to default, stay at their level of training. And that's not going to be able to handle that opportunity, that level of success, because you need to you know, really level up. So if you believe it, you can become it. You first have to be open to, hey, I need a change. You first need to be open of taking responsibility for yourself to become better, to become wiser, to become whatever you need to become. Like, you have to be brutally honest with yourself, and you already know. You already know the things that you need to get better at. You already know the things that people complain about when it comes to you. You already know that the weaknesses or the habits, the things that you know you shouldn't be doing, but you're doing, you know. Or those things that you should be doing, but you're not, you know. So first you got to start there. That self-awareness, that being brutally honest with self, facing it. Then from there, you can become more moldable, changeable. You become more adaptable. You become somebody who believes in a different way, so you can become someone different. See, what you believe, you will become. As you believe, so shall it be. So if you want to level up, if you want to get bigger, make more money, lead a bigger team, have more impact, be a better, you know, lover, whatever it looks like, you need to get that image, right? And then reverse engineer. You see, like, that's who I need to be or become in order to make all these things happen and maintain it and get it to another level. You got to get that clear vision, and then you begin to believe it. Reverse engineer it and see, okay, now that I'm going to become this, I'm going to develop these things in me, these qualities, these characteristics, these beliefs. These values, I'm going to build these things inside me, because I know when I become better, all these other things will become better. So I need to believe so that I may become. Believe so that you can become. So this is something I want you to do. Just do a little exercise. Just, you know, sit there, get into some quiet time, put some background music that's not going to distract you. You know, if you pray, this is where you get into some prayer. Ask God to be in this time with you and write out, you know, the things that you want to achieve, the big goals, those things that are huge. Like, think big, things that, you know, you can't do alone. Okay, you got to dream big here. So dream big in those areas, in your health, in your wealth, in your relationships. Think big in these areas first. Get a clear vision for those things. What do you want there? Right? What do you want to achieve? What are your targets? What are your goals? Write those things down. Now, as you look at those things, think, now you reverse engineer it. Think about what needs to happen in order for you to get there. What are those big jumps, those big action steps, those big things that you need to get done on the way over there? You're not just going to get there, right? There's some building blocks, some things that you need to put in place to be able to get to that level. What are those building blocks? This is where you reverse engineer. You work your way backwards now. Say, okay, what needs to happen by when? This gives you a little timeline here, right? And now that you have all those little bite goals, those little goals in between in the gap, those things that need to happen, those are going to give you clues of things that you need to get better in. You know, like if you need to build a team, you know, in order to make more money, then that shows you that, okay, I need to become a better leader, a better trainer, a better delegator. Right? And then there's even deeper levels in those things. If I'm going to be a better trainer, a better leader, I need to know people better. I need to know how to listen. I need to know how to read people. I need to know how to motivate them. I need to know how to deal with their inner struggles and doubts and unbelief. Now, all of a sudden, you start to see, like, oh, man, I need to learn a lot of things in order to be able to build this thing where I want to go. And now you have these things that you, like, smaller things that you need to build in yourself. Once you see that, it does something in your mind. You're like, oh, it gives you clarity. It gives you this like sense of courage of like, okay, I can do this. This makes sense now. Your brain starts to get more excited here. And now you start, your belief level starts to rise, right? And then you start to just build those things in you. Start to believe that you can do those things and you will do those things. You start to build it. You start to learn, read books, take courses, get coaching, whatever you need to do. So that way you can become it more. Because it's just one thing to believe it, but you have to have some action, you know, behind it in order to become it. It's not just knowing. It's about doing and then becoming. It's knowing, then doing, then becoming. So I want you to do that exercise in the most important areas of your life right now in this season. Because it's going to give clarity to you, that vision, that breaking down where you know what you need to build in yourself. Because again, as you get better, everything gets better. As you believe, you will become.